This is Lord Death of the DWMA, and you're watching another episode of Goth Geek Podcast. Now stay tuned, or I'll be forced to give you a Reaper Chop. And I mean it.
Hey, it's Nicholas Black, and this is episode 40 of the Goth Geek Podcast. It has been a long fucking minute. What can I say? We've been busy. With personal stuff going on, we're in the middle of a move to a new house, and so that's kind of taking up a lot of our time. And I'll be honest, I'm not really happy with the last couple episodes that I've recorded, so I've been trying to figure that out, what I really want to do with this podcast. There's been a lot of news that I've wanted to talk about, a lot of things going on in the world, in the goth geek cultures, subcultures. And I really want to hone in on what the Goth Geek Podcast is about. Because like I said, the last few episodes I re-listened to, and I have not liked. And, so yeah, between what's going on in personal lives and trying to figure out exactly where I want to take this podcast, it has been a couple months at least since the last episode. And I do apologize for that, for anybody who actually likes listening to this podcast. World Goth Day was just a little bit ago. Hopefully everybody excited about that and celebrated. If you don't know what World Goth Day is, then you should definitely look that up, because World Goth Day is basically a celebration of all things goth. There's usually a lot of celebrations online, such as like free concerts and Twitch streams and a lot of music based stuff, content, media and whatnot. There's a lot of sales too. Like Goth Mall was having a big sale. We were not having a sale because we were we're moving, so everything's kind of in limbo right now. Our store on Etsy is still up, but it's just been kind of a hassle trying to get things done. If you follow us on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter at GothGeek, you've seen our post about how we're kind of slowing down right now as we transition from one house to another. World Goth Day is a great celebration. I wish it wasn't in May, because that's usually hotter times. But overall, that's a small complaint, because it's still an amazing day. And, I mean, what subculture, not all subcultures get a celebration. You know, there is no World Steampunk Day that I'm aware of, or World Geek Day, in general Geek Day. I think there might be an Anime Day. I should really look that up. Let me know. Do you guys know if there's an Anime Day? General Anime Day? I mean, we know Star Wars Day, which also we missed. We didn't do a Star Wars podcast like we did last year, which I do apologize for as well, because Star Wars is a big thing on Goth Geek, if you didn't know. But yeah, so World Goth Day just came and went just a couple days ago. It's May 22nd every year, regardless of what day of the week it's on. So if you missed this last year, mark it on your calendar for next year. Because, it's always a fun time. Like I said, a lot of online concerts, Twitch streams, sales, if you're into shopping. A lot of usually local events in your town, if you're in a bigger city. Picnics, sometimes, outdoor events, which I always thought is a bit confusing. Since we're not exactly a sun-friendly, outdoor-friendly group, typically. Stereotypically. There's always a lot of cool events and things going on. So World Goth Day just happened. We missed Star Wars Day, May 4th. Some announcements that happened there. Nothing really big. The Obi-Wan Kenobi trailer dropped. That was amazing. That's coming out in just a few days from this posting. So that's the big Star Wars thing that's happening right now that we're excited about. As I've said before about Star Wars, I'm always really excited about anything that involves Star Wars in this middle ground. Like, we've had the movies, we had the prequels, we've had the original series, we've had these sequel series, but anything that involves the in-between of the movies, I love that stuff. I love the nitty-gritty. That's why I love The Mandalorian, that's why I love the Clone Wars cartoon, Rebels animated series. I love more of this backstory stuff. And so getting to see Kenobi, getting to see the Inquisitors, the Sith Inquisitors in live action. We got to see them in Rebels. Now we're getting to see them in live action. I'm super excited about that. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, look it up. Watch Rebels. You need to watch Rebels. Rebels is an amazing animated series, which takes place basically before Episode 4 and basically the rise of the Resistance, basically. And so Rebels is really great. And it brings a lot about, if you've seen Clone Wars, the cartoon, then you'll see some of the characters from that show up in Rebels. If you haven't seen Clone Wars, where have you been? Watch that too. You've got a lot of content to catch up on, because if you've only watched the movies, you're missing out. I'll be honest. If you've only watched the live action stuff, movies and like Mandalorian and Book of Boba Fett and all that, you're still missing out, because Clone Wars and Rebels really fill in a gap. And especially considering Mandalorian and Boba Fett pick up on characters from Rebels and Clone Wars. You might have been a bit confused and had to like watch Easter egg or explanation videos. So just watch those videos or watch those shows. But yeah, so super excited about Obi-Wan Kenobi. And we watched Moon Knight, my wife and I. That was a trip and a half. That's all I gotta say about that. Is if you haven't seen Moon Knight, it's on Disney Plus. And I know I say this for almost every episode of the podcast. Go get Disney Plus. It's $8 a month. They're not paying me. I don't have any sponsors for this show. If you've listened to the last couple episodes, you know we don't need sponsors. This is not a professional podcast. This is not like paid content. Just go pay the $8 if you can. If you can afford it. If not, then get the free trial and check it out. Or, you know, share with a friend if you can try to do that, maybe. It's worth it. Disney Plus is amazing. So, Moon Knight with Oscar Isaac. He did a great job. I had no idea what Moon Knight was, exactly. My wife, spouse, she knew what Moon Knight was. She's actually a little more geeky than I am on certain things. She's agreed to come on the podcast, be a co-host. So I think that's where we're going to go a little bit too for episode 41. When things calm down. So we'll have some banter and maybe these episodes will improve. But anyways, I digress. So we watched Moon Knight. It's a mind fuck, but it's a really fun mind fuck. Definitely worth watching. It's already done, so you don't have to like wait weekly like we had to. So go binge Moon Knight. Oscar Isaac alone is worth it. He does a phenomenal job, even though his accent choice is... It's a choice, but he still does a great job acting. He still does a great job playing off himself. And that's all I'm going to say. I mean, you've probably already gotten spoilers considering it's been out for a while. But go check it out if you haven't. It's worth it. And then we have Ms. Marvel coming out, which I'm a fan. I've read the comics. I know they're changing her powers a little bit, but still, again, more live action Marvel TV shows I'm excited about. And for the first time, we're getting Disney Plus is actually going to have two big shows happening at the same time. It seems like they don't really do this much. It seems like, oh, you got one big show coming up, and then you wait a week, and then they have another big show. Ms. Marvel drops June 8th, basically in the middle of Obi-Wan Kenobi. So for a short time, we're going to have two big Disney Plus shows, two different IPs, back-to-back, dropping at the same time. And I could not be more excited about that than, like, I'm just super excited about that. Like, Disney Plus needs to do this more. I hope it works out for them so they do it more, because Marvel fans and Star Wars fans are different, but there is some crossover, but there are also very different, there are people who don't like Star Wars, but love Marvel, and vice versa. Ms. Marvel looks like it's a very superhero movie, superhero focused TV show, but it's also kind of teen focused a little bit, and a little more not as adult themed, which is going to target a certain age group, I think, which means that may not attract the same people who are going to be watching Obi-Wan Kenobi, and that's fine, that's great. Disney Plus needs to do more of that crap. Because, yeah, I would like to have more than one thing to watch on Disney Plus at a time. More than one show to watch at a time. Because I'm just kind of tired of one show, and then waiting, and another show, and then waiting. And it's not going to work, Disney. We need to pick up the pace. You can't do this anymore. So, yeah. We've got that coming up. There's a ton of movies coming out that are Marvel-based. It seems like Thor Love and Thunder is coming out pretty soon. There's been a trailer that I've dropped for that, which look pretty damn good. We've got Jurassic World Dominion, which looks like a Jurassic Park movie, but we're getting all the original characters to cross over with the new generation, which is apparently the fucking thing to do now. I mean, you had the Spider-Man movie where, like, you had all the Spider-Men together from the different movies. You've had, oh fuck, what was that other movie that recently came out? Like, they had like the old and the new together. Even though it was kind of brief. Fuck, what was that? Goddamn, that's gonna bother me. But it seems to be a trope now that they're doing that a lot more, especially with these like crossover reboot movies and whatnot. But yeah, so I mean, I'm excited about it because Jurassic Park, the first movie, came out when I was like 12, 13. And I was a huge fan of that movie. I loved the movie. I still love that movie. So getting to see all those characters come back, and then Chris Pratt and all those fuckers. Super excited. It'll be a fun movie. And getting to see dinosaurs in the modern world, not just on some island randomly with buildings and shit. That should be fun. So, yeah, so that seems to be happening. Super excited. Definitely seems like it's going to be a summer of movies. Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness came out. That was a really good movie. Some people didn't seem to like it, but I really enjoyed it. Seeing America's Chavez on the big screen in live action, I really enjoyed. Been a fan of that character as well. I didn't think she'd have as big a part, and she had a bigger part than I expected. And that's all I'm going to say, considering that movie has been on for a few weeks, but still, I know some people probably have not seen it, depending on when you're listening to this. And so, yeah, a lot of movies, a lot of stuff going on in the Star Wars, Marvel. Even if you're a big fan of, like, Top Gun, Maverick, I guess that's fucking coming out. I don't really give a shit about that movie, I'll be honest. I know everybody else is really excited, but I don't consider that a goth or a geek movie. Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, that had some really cool gothy? We're gonna go with it. Gothy type settings and looks and characters. I don't give a fuck about Top Gun. I never saw it as a kid. Don't want to see it now. I'm not a big fan of Tom Cruise, so it's not on my list. So, yeah. And of course, it's con season too. A lot of Comic Cons are happening right now. The one here in our state, the one where I reside, is Phoenix Fan Fusion. That's coming up in just a couple of days from this recording. You've got a ton coming up. All over London is coming up. MCM, I believe is what it's called. You've got LA Comic Cons is coming up, I believe, and just a ton of Comic Cons because it's that season. It's that time of year. Summertime is usually con season, which I understand for like the East Coast, but like for like the Southwest and West Coast, man, like it's too hot. Like cosplay is rough if you're on like in the desert in the LA or Phoenix, or even I feel like New Mexico or any place like that, or Mexico. Shit, man, it's warm. But yeah, so it's con season. So if you're planning on any of that stuff, make sure to stay hydrated and get those cosplays ready. We're going to be at a Game On Expo in August, up in Phoenix, vending there. So we're pretty excited about that. It's our first big show in a few months. But yeah, the big thing is, you know, we just haven't had time to really do the podcast, and I just haven't really been happy with what's been posted in the last few episodes. I really haven't had the topics I've been doing. And so I just really want to figure this out and do a better podcast. I know I've been doing this podcast for a little over a year now, over a year, because I did this in 2020. So almost 2 years? Jesus, fuck. I guess almost 2 years now, just really slowly. And I thought I knew what I was doing, thought I was getting the hang of it, but kind of petered out there, and now I'm just not really sure where I want to go with this exactly. Do I want it to be a modern like news podcast where we just talk about current geeky goth stuff that's going on with like new goth music and clothing, I guess, and events like Dark Side of the Con happened a few weeks ago, months ago at this point. Fuck, has it been a few months ago now? But like that happened. That was like something I really wanted to talk about, but again, just life kind of kept this from happening. Or do I want to talk about more like topic stuff like we originally started this podcast with? You know, we talked about cosplay and how that relates to the goth geek side. We talked about board games and we talked about D&D, and we talked about music and books, and maybe diving deeper into those topics. Maybe like getting even deeper into the different types of cosplay and different types of anime, and maybe just talking about having a whole show about certain anime shows, like a whole one on Death Note. Or a whole episode on One Piece. We had a whole episode about Tim Burton, which was like one of our more popular episodes, just talking about Tim Burton. So maybe things like that. It's a balancing act, though, because I never wanted to be too much goth or too much geek, because that's the whole point, is this is both. This is goth and geek. pardon me. So that's really what I'm trying to figure out, a good balance for this podcast. I know that's kind of boring to listen to, so I apologize for anybody who's probably turned this off already. But that's what we're really trying to do. And I'm hoping my spouse will help me with this as a co-host. I think that'll be more interesting because she has geeky experiences and expertise that I don't. She's more of a steampunk geek, though she does like a lot of goth stuff as well. So I think having her on will definitely help the podcast out in general. Going back to the Dark Side of the Con, to a topic, did anybody attend that? Let us know. Comment. Tell me what you thought. We had a lot of friends that were there who vended. We had a lot of friends who were performing. I've mentioned before of the Gothic cruise or the Goth cruise. My spouse and I have been on that multiple times and made lots of friends on there. And Dark Side of the Con was almost like a mini reunion. It seemed like a lot of our friends from the cruise were there either performing or vending or just as attendees. Unfortunately, we just, again, with moving, planning the move and saving up and whatnot, we just could not afford to go. And then apparently a Fox News affiliate showed up and... Oh my God, what the fuck is wrong with people? And I know Fox News, any Fox News affiliate, regardless if it's local or Fox News itself, is going to butcher something like this. They're going to make it look bad. But I feel like, and maybe I'm wrong here, but I feel like if people have a camera in your face, you have a duty as a person representing any subculture to do it in the best light. And that means not talking about being a vampire sucking blood, not diving into your religion, because you know that's not going to, they're going to take sound bites. They're going to make it sound the worst they can. And I'm not saying you shouldn't share your religion. I'm not saying you shouldn't share your lifestyle with the world in a certain aspects in the world. If you're a vampire and you believe, if you live that lifestyle, that's fine. No shame. But when you're, have a camera in your face and they're, heck, especially with a fair camera that says Fox on it, and they're asking you questions, why would you do that? Why would you want to make the event that you're at look bad? Why would you want to make yourself look bad? I just don't get it. Can someone explain this to me? Like, are these people just stupid? They're not really, like, good, like, they were just assholes who were there? Or were these people just that dumb? Like, I don't understand, like, the thought processes behind, like, you can look it up, this video, this interview. I mean, and they ask dumb questions about Biden and political questions that have nothing to do with the con. And again, once they started asking those questions, why were you still there? Why did you not walk away? When they ask questions about if you drink blood or if you do magic or hexes, why did you not walk away? Why did you actually answer those questions? Why did you give your goth or witch or whatever name, which, if that's the name you like to go by, that's great, but why would you want to do that on TV? Again, no shame for using that name, but why would you do that? Why would you, it just comes off so cringy. It comes off making the goth geek culture look just horrible. Because Dark Side of the Con is the perfect example. Like, I've talked about Dragon Con before. Like, Dragon Con is definitely more geek than goth, but at the same time, you have bands like Voltaire and the Crux Shadows and Abney Park who perform there almost every year. You have very goth bands who perform at Dragon Con. So Dragon Con is very geeky. It's a normal con, it seems like, but it's also above and beyond, like, goth. Dark Side of the Con is the flippant of that. Dark Side of the Con is a con that is a goth con that also has cosplay and has geeky aspects to it. So it's still a goth geek event, just more goth. Why would you want to make that look bad? Why the fuck would you do that? Can anybody explain this? Can any of my listeners, the like five of you that are listening, who have stuck around this long, tell me, were any of you there? Did any of you talk to Fox? Were you one of the idiots who fucking said this shit? The only one who fucking did anything was the Kylo Ren guy, the fucking cosplayer Kylo Ren. Like, he was great. Like, he was the only one who, like, kind of told them to fuck off, basically. Once he realized they were, you know, being assholes. The fuck? I just don't get it. Like, the goth culture doesn't need more bad publicity. We have enough. Believe me, we've been around for a long ass fucking time now, kids. We have enough bad publicity. We don't need more. We don't need more assholes fucking saying stupid shit to the media. We are better than this. I don't get it. I really don't. I'm pissed. Like I was pissed when my friends were posting the video, and I wanted to record an episode of the podcast right then and there and rant and rave about this. But again, life took over, and I just kept getting busier and busier, and before long it was too late to talk about this. But here we are, months later, and I'm just bringing up, and I'm pissed. I'm still angry about it. I don't understand the thought process behind it. Why you would do this? Why would you talk to anybody from Fox? Why would you talk to anybody in general with a video camera in front of you from a news outlet and think that, oh yeah, this is going to come off looking great. This right here is going to make everybody, including myself, look amazing. Because no, it's not. Why would you think that? God damn it. So yeah, I think I'm gonna end the episode there. I know it's mostly just me talking about the future of the podcast, and a little bit about the news and what's been going on, and then me ranting about Dark Side of the Con. Also, Voltaire's got a new album coming out. I don't know if you guys follow him. You should if you're not on Instagram. But that dude's got a new album that's coming out with collaborations with, people from The Cog Is Dead. And, fuck, my memory sucks today. A couple other people. He's been doing a lot of collaborations, a lot of his albums lately. And it sounds amazing. The little bits that he's, been sharing. The Dark Labyrinth? Black Labyrinth? I really should look this shit up before I fucking start talking about it, shouldn't I? But anyways, look that up on Instagram. So he's got an album that's coming out pretty damn soon. Voltaire is like one of the, big Elder Goths out there as far as fame and whatnot. So I definitely recommend that. But yeah, I think we're going to end it there. So thanks for listening to the Goth Geek Podcast, episode 40. We'll be hopefully posting soon, but like I said, we're moving. So it's going to be at least another few weeks, probably sometime in the end of June, maybe July. And then hopefully we'll have a regular schedule again where we can actually start posting bi-weekly, maybe even weekly. Really just depends on what we're feeling, but we're definitely going to have a more regular schedule after we get settled and whatnot. All right. All right, bye.